I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. That big buck you're going to be hunting in the next couple of months is finishing off its rack for the fall. We'll talk about the development of those antlers in West Virginia right after this.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
Many times when the discussion of antlers comes up among outdoorsmen, a lot of misinformation gets thrown around, and there is no shortage of opinions on what makes a big rack. Many mistakenly believe DNA has everything to do with it, but the research is pretty clear on this, according to DNR biologist Jim Crum.
Nutrition, age, and then genetics, and I think genetics comes in a very last third. You may find some areas that, you know, you talk about areas that you go and you never see a brow tine on a white tail. That may be a little bit in the genetic end, but in a whole, our deer and deer across the country, when anybody has looked, has the most diversity in its genetic makeup of any probably wild critter we've got out there.
And nutrition is what's fueling those antlers in West Virginia right now, most of which are still in velvet, but that will soon begin to disappear.
That's going to happen at between now and about the 1st of October, or maybe the end of September. They're going to start to polish those off. The hormone levels will continue to climb. And
Crum says it's actually the amount of light, however, that is what triggers that velvet shedding process.
The length of daylight, as it shortens, affects the pituitary gland and changes photo period changes, and increases the sex hormone, which influences the antler development, if you will, or the velvet, then the antlers cease to grow.
And in recent years, the DNR has instituted a management plan aimed at bringing down deer numbers to a level in line with the habitat, and there's evidence that is beginning to have a positive effect with the bigger racked young bucks.
We haven't seen that big jump from, you know, that 3.5 group or 4.5 group in the hunter harvest when we've been at check stations, but what I have seen is an improvement in the quality of the year and a half antlers in some areas.
And Crum says he's been seeing it in those check stations by looking down at a deer with a nice rack, thinking it may be 2.5 years old when it's really only a year and a half. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.